Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 29, Mizmor Tezvav. We are in chapter 15. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Miyogur Ba'alecho, Mishkoin Ba'akotshecho. David HaMelech begins with a question. Pasuk Aleph is a question, and then we have a total of five psukim in Kapitul Tezvav, in chapter 15. The first pasuk is the introduction, like many times you have in Tehillim. The first pasuk is the introduction, sets the tone for the whole chapter. Two questions asks David HaMelech. Mi yogur ba'alecha, Hashem, who will be yogur ba'alecha? Who will live in your tent? Mi yishkoin ba'akotshecha, who will live in your har kotshecha, in your holy mountain? What does it mean yogur? What does it mean yishkoin? They're two different words to connote to live. Mi yogur ba'alecha, who will live, who will dwell in your tent? Some of the Farshim explain that refers to Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, our attitude should be, we're here temporarily. As the famous story from the Chofetz Chaim, where they asked the Chofetz Chaim where his furniture is. And he said he's just traveling. He's a traveler. He's passing through this world. So why does he need so much here in this world? It's not by coincidence that the Chofetz Chaim had very little gashmius. He didn't focus on Olam Hazeh. And his ruchnius was tremendous. The more a person connects to Olam Haba here in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him that ruchnius here in this world. But if a person fills himself with gashmius here in this world, with the physicalities of this world, he will diminish, lessen his ruchnius here in this world. Mi yogur ba'alecha, who will be a ger, a stranger ba'alecha in Olam Hazeh? And therefore, mi yishkoin b'hakotshecha, and that person will dwell permanently b'hakotshecha. Hakotshecha in the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash. And this is the connection between the previous parak, one of the connections, and our parak. In the previous parak, we discussed, Lamitzeach leDavid, Amar Nova Beliboy, Einu Lakim. We said this refers to Nebuchadnezzar, as parak Yedalid and parak Nengimel are the discussions of the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. Very timely how it fell out right around Tisha B'Av. It's now right after Tisha B'Av. So this perek is discussing how to stay in the proper path, how to have a midas chasidus, how to live in a way to have the Beis HaMikdash. Me yishkoin behar kodshecho. So what is the way to be yishkoin behar kodshecho? To dwell in the Makom HaKadusha of the Beis HaMikdash? To dwell in the mechitzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? David HaMelech saw in his generation that people had difficulty connecting to the Tarag Mitzvahs, to all the Tarag Mitzvahs. And he suggested that if we focus on 11 mitzvahs, or 11 midos, 11 attributes, then these 11 can propel us to fulfill all Tayag mitzvahs properly. And the Gemara in Makas Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph explains that in this parak right here, from Pasuk Beis to Pasuk Hei, these four psukim are comprised of these 11 mitzvahs, 11 midos, different ways of different mefarshim explaining whether they're midos or mitzvahs. And that's what we have in front of us. These 11 right here. For example, take a look at Pasuk Aleph. A person should be a Hailech Tamim. Hailech Tamim means to walk with Hashem. Be pure, be innocent, accept, and we'll discuss and elaborate on this. Payal Tzedek, Yidu Tztaka, Yidu Chesed, V'doiver Emes Bilvavoy, and speak Emes, speak the words of truth, Bilvavoy, in your heart. Which means, when you speak to someone, make sure it's honest. The Shvatim are praised that they didn't speak Ech Bepev, Ech Belev. The Shvatim, they were upset with Yosef at Tzadik, their brother. And they didn't hide it. Now one has to know when he deals with people, you don't want to always tell them the way you feel. But the purpose of a Daiver Emes Bilvavoy is a person should be always honest with himself. And that's how Pasuk Gimel and Dalit and Hay continue discussing this approach. I want to share with you now a beautiful Gra. Last time we spoke about the Chida on Perek Yedalit a lot. Now, with Siyad HaShemayah, I found a beautiful Gra Sefer and Tehillim, which brings this gra really from Shir HaShirim. And it's a bit of a deep gra. And the Vilna Gaon tells us as follows. We know we have the first two mitzvahs. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. I am Hashem your God. Lo yelecha alim acherim. And you should not have any foreign gods. These are the first two mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told us these mitzvahs. And these are the two mitzvahs that incorporate, encompass all the Taryag mitzvahs. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha is a positive mitzvah. I am Hashem your God. That incorporates all of the Taryag mitzvahs, all of the positive mitzvahs. Lo yelecha incorporates all the negative mitzvahs. So that's what you have in the first two mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. 248 positive mitzvahs incorporated in Anoich Hashem Lekecha, and in the Lo Yisaseh, 365 mitzvahs corresponding to the days of the year according to the sun. Those are the Lo Yisaseh. The Gra takes us now a step further, and the Gra tells us that every single positive mitzvah's assay is incorporated in the Ois Vav, in the letter Vav. And every single Lois assay, the negative mitzvahs, are incorporated, can be seen, are referred to in the letter He. And he gives examples. And he says the word Loi, Lamed Vav, is for a Zachar, for a man. Lamed He, La, is for a female. Oisoi, for a man. Oiso, is for a female. With a hey, is for a female. Therefore, he explains, that's why women are chayiv and obligated, are obligated in all mitzvahs loisaseh. And that's what it means, David HaMelech came along, vehemidon al achas esrei. David HaMelech said, if you focus on these 11 principles, these 11 mitzvahs, then you can be propelled to focus on all taryag mitzvahs. And these are the 11 here. Vav is 6. He is 5. 6 plus 5 is 11. That's what you have in this chapter over here of Tehillim. Continues the Gra, and he says, that's what you see over here in Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis is 3 mitzvahs asay, 3 positive mitzvahs. Hoylich Tamim, Poyel Tzedek, V'dover Emes B'Vavai. So these are 3. Persons Hoylich Tamim. He lives with a moon with Hashem. He's piled tzedek. He does chesed. The David emes b'vavei, and the person speaks what his heart feels. He's honest in his heart, and what his mouths are working in tangent. They're working together. That's 3 positive mitzvahs. Then you have 3 lo yisaseh in pasuk gimel. Lo yiragal l'shoinoi. Lo yosel l'rei ara. He doesn't speak lashon hara. He doesn't do evil to his friend. V'chepa lo yinasa al kreivai. And if his friend does something wrong, if he's in a position to exact punishment, he doesn't hide that evil. That's the 3 lois assay. So Pasuk Beis is a 3 mitzvahs assay. Pasuk Gimel is 3 mitzvahs lois assay. Continues the Gra, Pasuk Dali discusses the 3 more mitzvahs assay, 3 more positive mitzvahs. Nivze be'ein of nimos, a person who acts with humility, v'yere'es yirei Hashem yichabed, and the yirei Hashem, the God-fearing people he gives honor to. Nishba laharav liyomer, a person who says he's going to do something, he keeps his vow, he keeps his shvuah. Pasuk hey is the last two of these mitzvahs. These are the 2 kaspoi loy nosa and beneshech. He doesn't do ribis. Neshech is ribis, interest. He doesn't deal with interest. V'shoichad al naki loy lokach, and he doesn't deal with any bribery. Concludes David HaMelech, a person who does this, these 11, he will never falter. And this is what the Gra tells us. These are the 11 mitzvahs that a person who will do them, you have also the hey, the 5 correspond to Chamisha Chumshi Torah, and the Vav correspond to the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. This is the way the Gra analyzes and breaks apart this perek. The brother of the Gra, of Avram Achia Gra, he has a different approach. And I want to share with you a little in the first pasuk. Take a look at the first pasuk. I'm sorry, pasuk beis. Pasuk beis says like this: Hoylech tamim, upayel tzedek, v'doiver emes bilvavoy. Hoylech tamim. There are three types of categories of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah bein adam lamakim, between us and Hashem. There's a mitzvah bein adam lichaver, between us and our friends. And there's another category called mitzvahs bein adam la'atzmai. Bein adam la'atzmai. Between the man and himself. How does he treat himself? Is he honest with himself? And that you see right here explains Rabbi Avram Achi Agra. And he explains like this. Hoylich tamim bein adam l'makom. Person who lives with emuna, this person, he is hoylich tamim. Upayel tzedek. He does chesed with other people. That's bein adam lechaveroi. V'doiver emes bilvavoi. The person speaks emes bilvavoi, truth in his heart. That's a person who's bein adam laatzmai. He is honest with himself. Now, just to spend a few minutes in understanding who are these people. So after we discussed how the parak is divided up with the mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs loisa say, mitzvahs bein adam lamakoim, bein adam lechaveroi, bein adam laatzmai. Now, let's understand what is Dovra Malach teaching us. He says we should be hailich tamim, we should be pailel tzedek, the dovir emes bavavai. What does it mean to be a hailich tamim? Who was this person who was hailich tamim? And the Gemara in Makkos Daf Chav Dalet tells us hailich tamim ze Avraham. Avram Avinu was Hailech Tamim. As the Pasuk says, he's Halich Lufanai Ve'yisamim. What does it mean to be Hailech Tamim? What does it mean to be pure with Hashem? What does it mean to be innocent? A Tam is simple. Doesn't mean simple in the brain. Simple means to accept. And let's understand, let's see a little of Avram Avinu's life and see how we are to emulate our father Avraham in our everyday life. Let's start with the Asara Nisyonos, the 10 tests. Not all the 10 tests, but let's start with Akedas Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was promised by Hashem that he's going to have a nation. Then he is told to take his son, and there's a poll back and forth, which son? I love them both. Okay, we understand it's Yitzchak, and travel a three-day time period. And the Mefarshim explain, I heard this from a Brevda, Zatzal, that why 3 days? Because sometimes a person does something very quickly, and it doesn't give the person time to think, should I have done it, should I not have done it? After over 3 days, Avraham Avinu could have been thinking the back and forth, should I really be shechting my own son? I've been telling everybody for decades and decades and decades not to kill your children. They used to kill their own children. They used to bring their children, to the Melech, to the fire god. And they would kill the children. Now Avraham Avinu is going to sacrifice his own son, everything he's been telling people not to do. And he didn't think, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Now, on his way there, one of the Nisyonos, which is not as well known, is that the Yetzer Hara made himself into a pool of water and was drowning Avraham Avinu, which is one of the reasons why we do Tashlich by a pool of water, to arouse the schus of Avraham Avinu of this test. Avraham Avinu is going to do a mitzvah. And on his way to do a mitzvah, he's being drowned by this pool of water. And he was not meharer. He was not thinking to himself, Hashem, what do you want from me? You asked me, you told me to go shecht my son. I'm going to do it, as hard as it is. And now I'm almost drowning? He never thought like this. Let's now bring this back to us. Let's apply this to our lives. The Brisker Rav explains that the Nisayon by Avraham Avinu was the Hirhur. He never thought for a second. He never thought for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense! How many times do people ask that question? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. I don't understand. Avram Avinu is teaching us. It's irrelevant that it doesn't make sense to me. How many times do little children question the parents? And that's not a place for a child to question a parent. The parent says to do something, and the child has to listen. Al chaskam v'kamach, more so, when it comes to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do something. Do a mitzvah. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult. And it's hard. And we have to do it anyway. And mentally, it could be very, very difficult to understand and comprehend. And on the way to go do a mitzvah, it could be even more difficult. And we think to ourselves, well, a person might think to himself, one second, I'm going to do a mitzvah. Why should it be so difficult? This is what Avram is teaching us. That there's no question. That's hoylich tamim, pureness, simpleness. Simpleness meaning, in this context, I am following what my father said I should do. My father told me to do something, and I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to be asking any questions. Let's give a little plain mashal, a little example. A person is going to travel some, go to, let's say, a chasna, go to do a mitzvah, whatever it might be. And he sets the GPS, and he checks the ways, and he sees the traffic, and everything's going to be perfect to leave at a certain time, at 5:30, and he'll get there on time. And lo and behold, traffic. And then you get a report, says, another 20 minutes was added to your trip. And after the 20 minutes, it doesn't go down. And the person could start wondering what's going on. And unfortunately, let's say the air conditioner goes. And we're sitting in the hot summer traffic. Whatever the mashal might be. This is a claim of the mashal. And it gets uncomfortable. And let's say we're going to the chasna, to mechazik, to mesamech, the chasna and kala, the other people. Let's say not so many people would be there. And we're bedafka going for them. Not so much because we have to go, or whatever it might be. And the person might be thinking, I'm going to a mitzvah. Now this happens? So let's go back to Avram Avinu. Hoylich tamim. His halich lefanei v'yesamim. Go before me and be pure. Be innocent. Accept. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn off the air conditioner that it stops working? I'm going to do a mitzvah. We're going to do a mitzvah. Now I have to be schwitzing in the hot sun as well. It's not enough that to travel 3 hours for the chasna one way and 3 hours back. Avram Avinu was going to shecht his son. It's not enough. He has to go to shecht his son. But Hashem has to come and tell the satan to go there. And to almost drown Avram? What's this all about? And the answer, which we probably understand and know already, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us these nisyonos, these challenges, these tests. Let's understand what the word nisyon is. Nisyon, a test, a challenge, is for what purpose? Is to elevate us. Is to strengthen our muscles. Imagine, for example, you go to the gym. Go to exercise. And you go in there. And you're picking up the weights. 5-pound weights. And it's a cinch. And then the trainer comes over to you and says, you know, that's very nice, but you could handle more than that. And he gives you the 20-pound weights. And you can do it, but it gets very tiring after 5 times. You're very tired. And then you continue pumping iron, and you're doing more, or you're on the elliptical, or the treadmill, whatever example you want to use. And eventually, day after day, week after week, month after month, you build yourself up, and the 20 pounds is nothing. Now you're doing 40 pounds. Now you're on the treadmill, not for 15 minutes, for 25 minutes, at a fast pace. And then you build yourself up to 45 minutes. You're strengthening your physical muscles. You're becoming healthier. Nace. Nisayin is the word nes. Nes is a banner. Banner is held high. And nisayin is to elevate the person to a higher madrega. And this is what David HaMelech is teaching us over here. He started off this kapitel, and David HaMelech has a question. Mizmor leDavid, Hashem, mi yogur ba'alecha? Who will live ba'alecha? Some learn in the mechitzas and shemayim, in heavens, up in the shemayim with you. Who will live with you? Or as we said, who will live with you ba'ilam hazeh? Who will be this person? Meyishkoin b'harkashecha. Who is that person who will live with you permanently b'harkashecha in the makim kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash? And what's the first thing David Melech tells us? The person who is hoylech tamim. He lives be'emuna. He lives with trust in you, Hashem. And this is Avram Avinu, as the Gemara tells us. And this is our first step. The first step of the 11 principles, 11 mitzvahs, midos, that David HaMelech is teaching us, is hoylech tamim. To accept what Hashem says and does without any questions. This is one of the biggest mistakes we have in life, when the person says, it doesn't make sense to me. Now that doesn't mean if a pasuk doesn't make sense, so you look at the mefarshim. That's what we're here to do. But when life and something in life doesn't make sense, Rachmanu litzlan l'yaleinu, tragedy strikes, Rachmanu litzlan. You should never hear this. It's hoylech tamim. It's not for us to question. We don't understand Hashem's ways. It's for us to strengthen our emunah. It's painful. There's no question. It's painful. I want to say something. We look at Avraham Avinu correctly, like he was a malach. But he was a person who elevated himself to a malach. There's something about the nisyonos, the challenges and the tests that he went through that I don't think is emphasized enough. And that is that they were painful. They were difficult. It was emotionally painful for Avraham Avinu. He had emotions to go bring up his son. If not, then there was no nisyon. It was extremely painful. The pain was there. And that's where the emunah kicks in. Whatever the example in each and every one of us, our lives, we're reading these words now. Hoylech tamim. Five psukim. Five small psukim. Inside these five psukim, they contain the key to success in life. To live with Hashem. Mi yogur ba'alecha. Who will be this one who will live with Hashem here ba'ilam hazeh? Mi yishkoin b'harkashecha. Who will be this one to be shoychein, to permanently dwell in the makom kiddush with Hashem? This is the person's hoylech tamim. The person who accepts what Hashem says and does and strengthens his emunah daily basis and realizes that the nisayon, the challenge, the test is that exact point to strengthen his spiritual muscles in order to focus on that goal. Pasuk Aleph or Perek Tezvav is telling us the coordinates in the GPS of how to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi yogur ba'alecha, mi yishkoin b'hakashecha, who will live in the mechitzas of Hashem here ba'olam hazeh, in this world. Mi yishkoin b'hakashecha, who will be this person that permanently dwell with Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Makom Kedusha. This is the hoylech tamim that we all have this ability to accomplish. I want to thank everyone for joining us for the shiur, and I look forward to hearing from your feedback from wherever you live, whether it's the person who reached out to me from Ranana, in Eretz Yisrael, or the person in Queens, originally from France. Thank you very much for reaching out, and many others as well. Looking forward to hearing from you.